Full-day kindergarten has become a cause for Governor Sununu, and he's acting like it. As NHPR's Josh Rogers reports, kindergarten is an issue where Sununu is trying several approaches to get the policy through the statehouse.
Rare is the New Hampshire governor who will admit feeling ashamed of the state, but Chris Sununu's been doing just that lately over New Hampshire's lack of state-supported full-day kindergarten.
It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. This is the 21st century. This is New Hampshire.
That was Sununu on Friday, pitching kindergarten at a meeting of the Derry Londonderry Chamber of Commerce. The governor urged the group, which backs full-day kindergarten, to take action.
Get on the phone. Pick up the phone. Call your legislators, especially the folks on the House side. This isn't a priority for all of them.
That's for sure. It was House Republicans who stripped the money Sununu proposed spending on kindergarten, $9 million a year, from its version of the budget. A move Speaker Sean Jasper says is in keeping with core GOP value.
I mean, it's no surprise Republicans have not been in favor of state-supported kindergarten, that we believe that is a local option.
But as the governor is putting public pressure on the House, he's also working the state Senate and finding allies.
This amendment is the governor's proposal on kindergarten.
Jeb Bradley is Senate Majority Leader. That was Bradley Thursday night, introducing the governor's kindergarten plan as a standalone bill. Within minutes, Sununu's proposal cleared the Senate 21-2. Before the vote, Bradley told colleagues that backing Sununu's vision of targeting kindergarten aid is the best way to give the issue a full airing.
It is a reasonable compromise, one that really jump-starts the debate about kindergarten, and hopefully before we leave here in June, Senate Bill 191 will be enacted into law. Thank you, Mr. President.
So Sununu's using his bully pulpit, he's consolidating support in the Senate, and he's collaborating with nonpartisan allies to work lawmakers.
So the adequacy thing is going to hit you harder than most. I totally get that.
Last week, the governor met with a small group of House members, Republicans who might be persuaded to support full-day kindergarten. The get-together was convened with the help of New Futures, a lobbying group that mostly focuses on issues relating to substance abuse. In that meeting, Sununu slid easily into terminology used by advocates as he pitched the benefits of kindergarten.
It's that opportunity gap, right? A lot of kids have opportunities that other kids simply don't, simply because of where they live and their economic status. That is what we're trying to close here.
For Sununu, the fight over kindergarten may be a chance for him to close a political gap between his potential and reality. After 3 months in office, a knock on Sununu from both allies and critics is that the governor can at times be lazy. Regardless of the outcome on kindergarten, Sununu is showing himself willing to work for things he cares about. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.